from WBRI 1500 in Indianapolis.
The Martin Bender Band Sharing Show.
So you are going to be immortal with all those sinners. Can you? Will you be
no,
able to?
No, no. I'm not going to spend the whole eternity with Bill Clinton. Are you crazy?
You're going to spend all of eternity with Bill Clinton
and George Bush
and Adolf Hitler and Eva Braun and Nero.
I'm better than they are. I did more things than they did. I made a wise decision, so they should burn forever.
I'll put it down on paper what you did. Just write it down and give it to God. Here, give it to God.
Dear God, here's why I deserve heaven and these guys don't. Number one. I was smarter than they were.
Okay, that's a good start.
Number two, I made a decision they didn't.
Okay.
Number three, it's funny, God, I notice each sentence begins with I.
The letter I.
Yeah.
Capital.
Am I self-occupied?
I is a personal pronoun.
Am I talking about myself here?
Yeah, constantly. It's making me sick.
I have not mentioned once something that
I'm going to gag.
Didn't he send his son to do something?
I can't listen to you anymore.
Wait a minute. I didn't mention his son anywhere.
No, living in you is Christ.
Oh, brother. Yeah. I didn't mention the accomplishments of Jesus.
You didn't mention the accomplishment of Christ. You're just talking about
you,
Dan
Sheridan. So wait a
minute.
It's not about me.
No, it's not about you.
It wasn't about me.
No, you're not going to go up there and say, I'm Dan Sheridan. Step aside.
Come on. You mean to tell me it's not about me?
No, it's not about you.
So if it's not about what I did, it's not even about what Hitler did.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you serious?
That conclusion does... rattle your brain a little bit when you say it that way.
Wow.
If you didn't have anything to do with it, then Hitler doesn't have anything to do with it either.
Well, didn't we learn last time? We're slow to learn lessons, but didn't we learn in Romans 5 that the reason why Hitler sins is because Adam sinned
Yes.
first?
Yes. Hitler sins because Adam sinned. That's
exactly
right.
Adam constituted Hitler a sinner. In Romans 5, 18 and 19, that's... Christ is going to constitute him just?
You're talking about Hitler now?
Yeah. So wait a minute. So it's not of works.
Yeah, God is going to constitute Hitler just.
I know I don't like this teaching because I'm self-righteous.
I have a high opinion
of myself.
I can tell.
I have a high opinion of my accomplishments.
I can tell.
And that kind of teaching that says that Jesus Christ accomplished everything on the cross is going to ruin my religion, and I can't scare people anymore. I can't use false expressions and twist the scriptures for my own purposes.
Well, you can, but no, not justifiably. Not justifiably. That reminds me. I was talking about church signs at the beginning of this week.
All right.
I can't get out of that mode.
This actually
isn't a church sign. I clipped this. Somebody sent one of our listeners in Canton, Ohio, sent me this article.
Canton, is it where the Pro Football Hall of
Fame
is?
It is. And it's also the birthplace of one of those presidents there, McKinley. William McKinley, yeah.
Good old Billy.
Billy McKinley.
Yeah. Didn't he get stuck in a bathtub?
No, that was Taft. He was the size of a bathtub.
That's right.
And he also got stuck in one, but his wife was hot.
Was she?
Taft's wife. Are you serious? You never seen her?
No.
It's amazing. I don't know how they had sex. I really don't.
Because he's so big?
He's huge. She's like a little waif. She's like a little vanilla wafer. It had to be a woman on top every time.
Oh,
with
my
him
goodness.
And her.
Yeah. All right. She'll continue.
I got this article. It's called Extreme Relevant. And this is called Extreme Relevance, as opposed to what we just talked about.
Yes.
All right. Now, this is from, I'm going to mention the name of this church, because if you're in Canton, Ohio, you're listening, you need to avoid this church or else confront these people. This is the Crossview Christian Church in Greentown, Ohio.
Oh, no.
But look at this. The parent church is the Church of God in Anderson, Indiana. We're
nice.
In Indiana,
uh-oh.
So I hope we don't get in trouble.
Okay.
We're going to do something to get tossed off of this show.
No, we're not.
We're not?
No. Truth lovers are going to prevail, God willing.
Okay, good. Listen to the beginning of this article. Many decisions face me today, some of which are life-altering. But there is one extremely relevant decision that will determine where I spend eternity.
Ooh.
That decision deals with my response to this question. Here it is. Give me a drum roll. You call that a drum? I used to be a drummer. Here, you read the question. It's in the. I'll do the drum roll. You see, it's in blackface type. Tell me when you're ready for the drum roll, because I used to be a drummer. The extremely relevant question. Do you see it?
All right. Decision.
Now, wait a minute. I got to do the drum roll.
Okay.
Are you ready?
What am I going to do about Jesus?
Okay, you can give me that paper back. No, thanks. That's good. You see what I mean? I'm a trained professional
there
on the drums.
There you go.
What am I going to do about Jesus? That's the extremely relevant decision. Now, so far, this guy has put all the pressure on you. This is the big decision that faces you. It goes back to the sign. Are you on the road? Have you made the ultimate decision? But now listen to this. We get into some major hypocrisy. Article goes on. The Bible is a progressive account of how God meets humanity's greatest needs through his son, Jesus. First of all, God passionately loves all people and wants each to be saved. Yet, God's love is coupled with holiness.
Mm.
This is indescribable purity which cannot tolerate any sin.
Ooh.
Today's popular notion is that all good people go to heaven. Jesus, however, reveals God's true standard for anyone wanting to spend eternity in heaven with him. Are you ready for this? Here's the standard.
All right.
Perfection.
Wow.
Are you shocked? Grab your Bible and read Matthew 5:48,
oh,
which is a mistranslation in the King James Version. I looked this up. In the King James Version, Matthew 5:48 says, "Be ye perfect, even as I am perfect." But you know what it says in the Concordant Version?
"You then shall be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect."
Yeah, but put the emphasis on the shall. Pretend like shall is
you
italicized.
"You then shall be."
Yes, it's
perfect.
A prophecy. It's a promise. You shall be perfect. It becomes a promise rather than a challenge, as these guys have it. So anyway, grab your Bible. You just did that. God said it. We didn't. We all know that no one is perfect. God knows this too. Continue to read Romans 3:10-23. This means that all of us are in deep weeds.
Uh-oh.
That's what this article says, deep weeds.
Deep weeds.
Yeah. Since God's penalty for sin is death, the penalty is certainly fitting of God's holiness. But we cannot forget God's love. God's love, mercy, and grace paid the penalty on our behalf. Now, this sounds great.
Yeah, so far so good.
But
the tombs
in Jerusalem look good, too. The one Jesus said were whitewashed.
Yeah, whitewashed
this
tombs.
This is a nice whitewashed tomb here. He paid the penalty, remember? And what he says here, that this is, the Bible is a progressive account of how God meets humanity's greatest need. Wouldn't that be great if it was really true?
Uh-huh.
So far, so good. It's like this, continues the article. Ever been caught speeding? Well, have you? You remember standing before the traffic court judge? Makes you tense just thinking about it. The judge says, "That will be $125 plus court costs." You begin to sweat because you know you don't have the money. Even though you deserve that ticket, you cannot pay the fine. You may lose your license. That would put a damper on the old social life. I'm still quoting from this article. The judge notices your dilemma. He compassionately reaches into his own pocket, pulls out the money and says, "Paid in full. You are free." Sounds good.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
God is the compassionate judge who provided sufficient substitute to pay the debt you owe. He
so
gave
far,
himself.
So far, I heard paid in full
sufficient.
And sufficient.
Paid in full, sufficient.
Okay.
God,
yeah.
God, listen to this one from the article. God has accomplished this through his son, Jesus Christ, who lived a perfect life. You remember the standard was perfection?
There you go. He's, yeah.
He lived the perfect life.
Right.
And he paid my $125 speeding ticket. That's fantastic. He lived the perfect life. If that wasn't miraculous enough, God enabled Jesus to rise from the dead as visible proof to many witnesses that heaven awaits all who put their faith and trust in him. Here's the killer. Listen to it.
All right.
God is still offering all these things today. Full pardon, full payment, full entry into heaven for eternity. We don't deserve it, but he still offers it to you and me. In order to receive this incredible gift of eternal value, we must, first of all, repent of our sins and place our complete faith and trust in Jesus Christ alone for salvation. Then, Jesus commands his followers to be baptized just as he was. Then, the balance of our lives must be lived in loving, grateful obedience to him. But it's not of you, of course.
Holy
you
crap.
You just have to be baptized. You must.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me. Can I write these down?
Yes.
I got to make sure I follow this.
Yes.
First of all, I have to what? Number one, I have to repent.
You have to repent of your sins.
Okay. How many of them? Do I have to name each one?
All of them, I assume.
Okay.
It doesn't
say. Do I have to name them, or can I just say a generic
prayer? No, you have to name every, you have to list your sins.
What else? Number two?
Okay, number
two
is place your complete faith and trust in Jesus Christ alone.
Okay, so in other words, I got to make sure it's 100% faith I'm having here.
Yes, you have to make sure, because if it's not, if you're lacking one little faith, it's like a mustard seed.
Okay, never mind. What's next?
All right, next is you already repented, right? You put your faith in Jesus. Okay, then Jesus commands his followers to be baptized.
Wow.
Just as he was.
Okay. So
that means you have to go
to Israel and Jordan.
The Jordan River, and John the Baptist has to be there. And good luck with that.
Sorry, but I have to be so far I have to repent of all my sins. I have to put my complete trust in Christ. And now I have to be baptized in water, okay?
As he was.
As he was,
Which
what
means
else?
That the dove has
any
to appear.
Any more requirements for me?
Yes.
Yeah, what else? What
this
else
is
do
the
I
hardest
do?
One of all. That's going to be easy compared to this one.
Okay, here's, ready? Go ahead.
Yeah. Then the balance of our lives must be lived in loving, grateful obedience to him. You have to obey God for the rest of your life.
So in other words, let me repeat this. In order to have eternal life, I have to repent.
Right.
Put my complete faith and trust in Christ completely. Get wet in the Jordan River.
Yes, in the Jordan. It's got to be in the Jordan.
And number four, I have to, for the balance, from this point on, I have to obey him all the time in complete loving obedience.
Yes.
And then will I be saved?
Quite possibly. But you must remember that he paid the total penalty on your behalf, is totally sufficient at the same time. Don't forget that he's sufficient.
God, I heard a couple things in here. First, he said God loves, yet.
Yeah.
All right, and then he said Christ made the complete payment, the full payment, paid in full. So he paid it in full, and yet I have to do this the rest of my life?
Yeah, kind of inconsistent, isn't it? Listen to this. Before you decide.
Yes.
Okay, before you decide.
All right, this is the article still?
Yeah,
this is
still in the article.
All right, what does it say?
Quote, before you decide, remember that thousands of years from now, your eternal residence will still be determined solely by this extremely relevant decision about Jesus. Solely. Where you spend eternity will depend solely on your decision to believe in Jesus.
What
pressure?
What
But this, I got to name these guys. You want to hear the names of these people?
Yeah.
Pastor Don Derimer and Pastor F. Dale Sensman of the Greentown Church of God in Canton, Ohio.
Holy cow.
Greentown, Ohio.
You know what? I want to go watch these folks. I bet you those two can walk on water, because according to that, those two pastors have repented of all their sins. They have complete faith and trust in Christ. They've been baptized in the Jordan River, and the balance of their life, they have been obeying every day, every moment of their lives.
How do these people sleep at night?
Wow.
How do they sleep at night?
They must glow in the dark. I bet you the church doesn't have lights.
Doesn't need lights. These people are walking.
Here's the
on
question:
water.
Is that correct?
I think we just blew all the circuits.
That's the biggest line of baloney, and that is the most religious. That's a satanic lie, by
it's
the way.
It's a satanic lie because of the hypocrisy.
It's hypocrisy. Jesus Christ fulfilled it all, yet you have to obey the rest of your life. Baloney. To him that does not work, but believes on him who justifies the irreverent, his faith is counted to him for righteousness. Did you just hit that button?
Yes, I did. I was so taken by what you were. Don't stop.
Don't
I was
stop.
So taken by
now,
that.
Listen.
I wish I would just learn to trust the engineer
now,
and not
listen.
Take over this
now,
stuff
listen.
Myself.
Duke, finish him. It's not out of you, not out of you, not out of you. It's not out of you. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. It's a gift of God. It's God's approach present. That's garbage. We got the truth. Christ paid it all, and you don't have to raise a finger to finish anything. He's done it all. This is Dan Sheridan. You can find me at paulsevangel.com and 847-312-4676. See you tomorrow.